Jesus said this in Matthew 16. Those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses and follow me. You know, there are a lot of things in life I've chosen to be bad at. I'm just not very good at a lot of things. And I've chosen that so I could be good at the few things that I know God wants me to do. You can't be good at everything. So you got to figure out, what does God want me to be good at?
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we bring our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life to a close, Rick will wrap up his look at the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. You know, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get your very own copy of this faith-building audio series on CD or MP3 download. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Get Ready to Be Used by God.
Now, there are a lot of things that can hold you back, but let me just mention two that will keep you from being used by God. You can write these down. Number one is distractions. Distractions. Distractions are anything that just keep me from being what God wants me to be. And Jesus said this in Luke chapter 9. Anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, what could distract you from your life mission? What could keep you from God's vision and purposes for your life? Well, a lot of things. One of them would be living for the expectations of other people. You got to decide, am I going to live to please my boyfriend? Am I going to live to please God? Am I going to live to please my boss? Am I going to live to please God? You can only have one number one in your life. And you have to say, the expectations of others, people, can keep you from doing what God wants you to do. What your parents expect you to do. Or what your husband and your wife expect you to do. And so, trying to be like others can keep you distracted. Television can distract you. Hobbies can distract you. There's nothing wrong with these things. They're good things. They just take up your time. Addictions, the wrong kind of friends can distract you. You might say, you know, I need to let go of some of these friendships that are not pushing me forward, but they're pulling me back. Trying to have it all, trying to do it all. You can't do it that way. But let me tell you what's the biggest distraction for most of you. It's your past. Your past. You're stuck in the past with either guilt or resentment. Guilt over the things you've done wrong, or resentment over the things that other people have done wrong to you, and you won't let go of it. And you keep bringing it up in your mind. You keep rehearsing it over and over and over, and you're stuck in the past, and you can't get on with the present, and you certainly can't get on with God's goal for the future because you keep remembering the past. Listen, your past is past. It's over. It ain't coming back. It's never going to change. Let it go. God lets it go. He wants you to let it go. Your past is past. It doesn't matter where you've been in life. What matters is the direction of your feet headed right now. Yeah, you've made some dumb mistakes in life. So have I. A lot of us have made stupid, stupid mistakes. And we've paid the price for it. But God says, you know what? The future is where you're headed. It's not the past. So you got to let it go. You got to stop rehearsing it over and over in your mind. And you got to release it. If it's something you feel guilty about, you confess it to God and you release it to God. If it's something you feel resentful about, you let go of those people and you forgive them. Not because they deserve it, they don't, but neither did you. And you let it go because you want to get on with your life. You let go of grief and guilt and grudges.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
If you are enjoying this series and today's message, but you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series that includes 6 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's convenient for you. And you can always go back and listen as often as you want. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 6 audio CD box set or downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the audio series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. There's only 24 hours to get this great audio series, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, the Bible says this in 2 Timothy on the back of your outline. As Christ's soldier, don't let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. Circle that phrase, tied up. Some of you are so tied up in knots over the affairs, you're getting ulcers over it. You're always tense because you're tied up by the affairs of this life. For then you cannot satisfy the one who has enlisted you in his army. Now, if you join the service, they don't call it the service for nothing, because you're serving. If you're in the service, you don't get involved in civilian affairs because you want to please your commanding officer. And God says, okay, if you were serious when you held that whatever it takes sign, then you've got it. There's some things in your life you're going to have to let go of because they distract you. Look at this verse up here on the screen. 1 Corinthians 10 says this: everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Now, what does the Bible mean by that? It means that some things are not necessarily wrong. They're just not necessary. They're just not necessary. They're not wrong. They're not evil. They're not bad. They're just not necessary. They're a total waste of your time. And your time is your life. Your time is far more important than your money, because you can always get more money, but you only have a certain number of minutes in your life. And every time you give it up for a TV show or anything else, you're giving up a part of your life. And if you kill time, you're basically committing suicide, because your time is your life. Now, let me give you the greatest time manager you'll ever get. In any seminar, here's the greatest time manager. It's a 2-letter word: no. That is the best time manager. I say no hundreds of times a week. Hundreds of times. And for me, no's not a negative word. It's a positive word, because it means I'll have more time for the things God wants me to do as I say no to things that other people want me to do all the time. You see, you're going to get hundreds of opportunities and invitations and possibilities. And the devil will give you all kinds of ways to use your time this next week. Lots of different ways. And you just have to say, is this helping me move toward my goal, toward my purpose, toward the vision, toward what God wants to do with my life? And you learn to say no. Allows you to focus on what God's called you to do. Jesus said this in Matthew 16. Those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want, pick up their crosses, and follow me. You know, there are a lot of things in life I've chosen to be bad at. I'm just not very good at a lot of things. And I've chosen that so I could be good at the few things that I know God wants me to do. You can't be good at everything. So you got to figure out, what does God want me to be good at? Distractions. The other thing you got to deal with, and this one's a little bit more difficult, is debt. Debt, D-E-B-T. Debt will keep you from being used as greatly as God wants to use you. So many people I know are so in debt, they couldn't follow God if they wanted to. If God told them right now, I want you to get up and I want you to move to such and such place, they couldn't do it because they're so in debt. Now, you didn't get in debt overnight. You're not going to get out of debt overnight. But I would suggest that if you're serious about living for God and His plan and His purposes, you need to set up a debt reduction plan, maybe over the next 10 years, and say, we're going to systematically pay this down and get it out. Now, I'm not talking about paying off your mortgage. In Orange County, a mortgage is an appreciating item. That's an investment. But I'm talking about all this consumer debt that ties you up. You see, what happens is people think that life is about things. So they go out and they overspend and they buy all these things, things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't even like. And they get all these things. And then they spend the rest of their life hustling to pay for things, as if things is what life's all about. No, you know, it'd be a whole lot better to have a lot less things and have more time. That is a wise decision. You don't need, things are not what life's all about. Time is what life is all about. And if you don't have time with your kids or time with your family because you're so busy working all the time, maybe you need to downsize. Maybe that's the smartest thing you could do so you'd have more time so God could use you the way He wants to. The Bible says this in Matthew. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money." So you're going to live for God or you're going to live to pay off your debt? I would suggest you start paying it down however you can. In fact, look at this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says in Proverbs 21, "The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets." Are you saving anything? If you're not, you're acting foolishly. Wise people save for the future. Well, I can't afford to save. Then it means you're living beyond your means. You need to figure out a way to live on less so you can save some money. I remember when I was working on my master's degree, I was making $800 a month, and we still were able to put 10% away, 10% to God and 10% in savings. Why? We just lowered our values enough that we would live on less than what we made. So no matter how much you make, you're never going to have enough. You have to choose to say, we're going to cut back and live on less so we can start saving. Why? That's what God says is wise. It's wise to save. You start saving away. So here's the action step. Whatever it takes, pare down the distractions, pare down the debt in your life. I need to purify my heart. I need to sanctify my body, get in shape, and I need to simplify my life if I want to be used by God. Pastor Gerald is going to talk about the next one.
This past week, I read what was called the world's shortest fairy tale. It went like this. Once upon a time, a handsome young prince asked a beautiful young princess to marry him. She said no. He lived happily ever after. Now, why do we like fairy tales? We like fairy tales because we like that ending. They lived happily ever after. Well, step four is critical if you want to live happily ever after. If you want the rest of your life to be the best of your life, step four is I need to fortify my faith. I need to fortify my faith. Look at this verse up on the screen. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. And I want you to notice the first two words in that verse. Build and yourselves. That's what it's going to take to fortify your faith. First, you have to build. That means it doesn't come easy and it takes work. And then yourselves. It means nobody else is going to do it for you. If you want your faith to be fortified, it's up to you. It's your responsibility. Look at this verse, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2 in your outline. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not evil things people want. It is easy, I mean just so easy, to quickly get caught up in doing what everybody else in life wants you to do and miss out on what God wants you to do. Now I can give you this guarantee. God's plan is the best plan for your life. In fact, the plan that God has for your life is better than even your plan for your own self, let alone everybody else's plan for you. God's plan is the best plan for your life if you want to live on earth happily doing what God wants you to do. Now, for God to use you to get in on God's plan, you got to grow up. It's time to mature. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit." Now, there is one word in that verse that, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, that I hate. It is the word exercise. I really just hate it. When Pastor Rick was doing point two, I was sitting there doing confession and commitment. God, I'm sorry I haven't been doing this. I'm going to start doing it, tomorrow. How many of you wake up in the morning thinking, "Woo, I get to exercise today"? Some of you? You are sick, sick people. Actually, exercise is a great thing. And we need to exercise physically, and we need to exercise spiritually. And here's what I do know about exercise. I want the most benefit I can get out of every minute. Every minute I physically or spiritually exercise, I want the best return on that. But let me give you four suggested habits that will fortify your faith. Here's the first one. Study the Bible. You have to study the Bible. Now, there's another word I love. Study. Study and exercise, both of those in one point. Kind of like getting liver and broccoli on the same plate. Just not a great thing. But we do. We all need to exercise and we all need to study the Bible. And listen, you have to do it. You can't depend on anybody else's study to fortify your faith. You have to be the one who does the study. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 say, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do." God's Word is the get ready manual for life. This summer, Pastor Rick is going to be teaching his Bible study seminar, and you're going to want to be part of that. Here's the second habit. Read Christian books. Read some Christian books. There are hundreds and thousands of great Christian books. If you don't know where to start, I would suggest to you the New York Times best-selling author Rick Warren's book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Seriously, there are tons of great Christian books, and you need to be reading those along with the Bible. Look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8. It says this, "Do yourself a favor and learn all you can." Well, you're not going to learn all you can if you don't read. Here's the third habit. Write out your testimony. Write it out. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. "Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have." Just like nobody else can do your study for you, nobody else can give your testimony. Nobody else can tell your story. It is your story. You're the expert on it. But here's the basic deal. A testimony has four simple parts. What my life was like before Christ, how I realized I needed Christ in my life, how I committed my life to Christ, and the most important part is, what's my life like now after having given my heart and my life to Christ? One more habit. Be faithful or support your small group. I need to support my small group. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Encourage." Encourage who? One another. "And build each other up." I don't know of much else that will fortify your faith like regular contact with your small group. My wife Tammy and I look forward every week to the time that we get together with our small group, and even the stuff we do outside of just our meeting time together. Because in those meetings, we encourage each other and build each other up. So I want you to start engaging your group now. about doing a local peace project. You don't have to start overseas. You can start right here. At least begin talking about it together. And if you're not in a group, you need to know that you're going to miss out. You're going to get left behind because everything major at Saddleback Church happens through small groups. And if you're not in a small group, the way you can find one is go to saddlebackfamily.com, click on the button that says find a group, and they'll help you find a group to get in.
God uses real people, not ideal people. God uses people who have been hurt, who've been broken, who've been felt helpless, who felt hopeless. God uses people who don't have it all together. You think, well, God couldn't use me. You're dead wrong. You're just dead wrong. In fact, that's why God brought you here. God wants to use you in ways you have not even imagined. But you've got to get usable. You have to purify your heart. God, is there anything between me and you? I want to get it out. I want to just admit it. Get it out of the way so it's forgiven and forgotten. God, I do need to get in shape. I need to work on this so I've got more energy to serve you. God, I do need to simplify my life because there's a lot of stuff in my life that's just taking up time and energy and space, distractions and debt and things like that. And God, I do need to fortify my faith so I'm stronger as a believer. I'm stronger spiritually, that I'm not just some little wimpy, weakling kind of Christian, but that I'm a solid believer. I'm a solid, mature, spiritual person. So what do? I purify, I sanctify, I simplify, I fortify. Step five is I apply. I apply what I already know. The Bible says this in Titus chapter 3. Our people must learn to apply themselves to doing good deeds and helping others who have urgent needs so they won't be living idle, unproductive lives. God doesn't want you to live an idle, unproductive, wasted life. He wants you to live a life of purpose, of meaning, of significance, a purpose-driven life. And he says, you can take small steps wherever you are, baby steps. Look at the next verse. Learn to do good. Work for justice. Help the down and out. Stand up for the homeless. Go to bat for the defenseless. Now, you can do any of those things in Orange County or Southern California. You don't have to go across the ocean to do that. Now, before you can be used by God, you've got to know God. So let's bow our heads. And if you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, just say a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I don't understand it all, but as much as I know how, I open my life to you. Jesus Christ, I want you to come into my life and make me what you want me to be. I want to live for you, and I want to be used by you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, or maybe kids to pick up, meals to cook, well then let us send you a copy of this entire series that includes 6 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way you can listen from start to finish, or just a little at a time, whenever it's convenient for you. And you can always go back and listen as often as you want. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 6 audio CD box set or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the audio series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. There's only 24 hours to get this great audio series, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And please remember that I'm always thinking of you, I'm always praying for you, and that I love you very, very much. And be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.